Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So there are so many things that CEOs, presidents, and business owners do during the day. The list is endless. But one of the most important things that they do is annual or semi-annual reviews of their employees. How can an employee know whether they're doing a good job or whether they're doing a bad job or what they need to improve upon unless someone's sitting down helping them understand exactly what needs to be done and creating an action plan? And that makes sense, doesn't it? Because our business is people. We are in the people business. If people do not do a good job for us, if they don't really understand what to do, how can they do a good job? And we can be incredibly critical of them, but if we haven't instructed them well, if we don't have a good job description, if we don't get them to understand what success is and where their successes are and where their failures are, then nothing's going to happen. It's just they're going to continue. Most people want to help the business succeed. Most people want to win. They want to win by doing a good job. They want to feel good when they go home. They want to feel like they've contributed. But the question that you need to ask yourself is, who's reviewing you? You are one of the most important people in the company, if not the most important person in the company. And if no one's reviewing you, if you're not looking for your strengths and your weaknesses, then the company's not going to change. It's not going to move forward. So you have to ask yourself, if I was an employee, would my performance be outstanding? Would I give myself a raise if I was an employee? Where in the world am I deficient? Where in the world do I need work? What do I need to understand? And there isn't one person on this planet or one person who's running a business who can't say to themselves, there is something that I need to improve upon. If you don't think that you need to improve upon something, then you're not really being realistic and you're not really looking around and seeing what you are doing. How do you talk to people? What's your marketing plan? Do you understand sales? Do you understand where the bottleneck is in the company that keeps us from moving forward? Do you understand how you relate to your coworkers? There's so much to understand here because you set the tone. You set the agenda. You set the vision. And if your vision is not right, the company isn't going anywhere. And even if the vision is right, but you're not able to communicate it, if you're not a people person, if you can't work with people, if you can't get them on your side, if you can't get them to understand what they need to do, the company is not going to prosper the way you'd like it to. So it's time to look in the mirror. It's time to have a conversation with yourself. It's time to take that review questions that you ask your employees and ask yourself, what kind of job are you doing? Can you do better? Do you have an action plan for you so that you in 2019 will be a superstar, that you will grow as a business person, that you will understand exactly what people need from you, what the business needs from you? But if you don't sit down and you don't make a sincere evaluation of where you are, nothing's going to happen. And then you find someone that's close to you that you can trust, and you get them to do a sincere evaluation of where you are, and you compare them. Is your perception of your performance the same as someone else's perception? If it's not, well, maybe you have to reconsider. The stronger you are, the better leader you are, the better people person you are, the better CEO that you are, and we could go on and say the better marketer, the better understanding of business. We could say 1,000 different things, but I want you to understand what you need to do just as you would expect an employee that works for you to have that action plan and actually grow as a business person, grow as a coworker, grow as an employee. And you'll find when you do that, the people that you lead will want to work for you. You will have less turnover. You will make more profit. You will have less stress. So it all starts with you. Let's do that review. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.